This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Dick Cheney openly wrote the P-Night document September 2000 that would use the clash of civilization by radicalizing Islam and allowing it to invade the Tech West and bring in world government. Well, Obama's actually doing it. This doesn't mean stir up the radical Muslims so you can go blow them up because you want to save America or whatever. No, you go blow them up so they hate you, then you radicalize them, then you bring them in. James Leslie Rawls, one of the top, probably the top survivalist authors and researchers out there, formerly Army Intelligence, and just really knows his stuff. That's why he's so popular. Joins us. You got cut off of the break. 4 minutes here, 12 minutes in the next segment. Coming up, we'll start taking some calls. But, James, getting into how big a game changer is it, repeat what you said and continue, that our own military is all across the board leaking, generals are going public, hey, there's been a purge, our government's betraying us, they ordered us to back Al-Qaeda. I mean, it shows there is too far for the system to go. The couch potatoes may not care, but the military and even brass are saying no. That's got to really freak out the establishment.
Well, yes, I think they should be running for cover right now, because when the rank-and-file military and the military leadership wakes up to the gravity of the situation and really takes the blinders off and looks at what's really going on, how they've been played, and what the end result of all this endless round of deployments. It's just deployment after deployment after deployment that's tearing apart families, that's wearing down our military, that's wearing us out logistically, that's stretching our supply chain to the breaking point, and that's essentially hamstrung us from the ability to fight a conventional war.
Well, they can see the setup. That's the key.
Down to it, everything that's gone on since 9/11 has gutted our military so that when World War III breaks out, it'll just be just like the outbreak of World War I and outbreak of World War II, where we're not physically prepared to fight a conventional war on two fronts. We've been involved in counterinsurgency for so long, and we've reorganized and pared down our military and worn out our military to the point where we can't fight a two-front conventional war.
So the military is used to, at the brass level, Hegelian dialectic and dirty tricks and playing people off against each other, but they can see how our own military in America is being degraded, being set up, being prepared. Briefly, we're going to go to break and come back. You can talk more on this, but I know it's hard to see who's going to line up with who in World War III. In many respects, I think it's already started economically and with migrants and with destabilization, Ukraine, all of it. But what are some of the blocks that we could see allying themselves in World War III?
Well, again, it's difficult to predict, but I believe that they're going to try to have a pivot that will put China and Russia as counterpoles, and where the Islamic world is going to line up with the Russians. The Russian goal, of course, is to get their long sought after warm water port. But as everything lines up for World War III, you're going to see some pretty strange alliances. And it'll be just like Orwell pointed out, where you have country A versus B and teaming up with country C or whatever, and then changing the order for the next world war. We could see some pretty strange bedfellows when everything lines up for World War III. And some of the folks that we have long depended upon to be allies may not be there for us.
And through the whole process, trillions are made for the central banks. We lose more freedoms. And we start basically sliding into technocracy even deeper. We're going to come right back in 3 minutes with our guest. Stay with us. Special 28-hour broadcast.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, even though Skype, his audio Skype's breaking up a bit, the intel he's laying down, what he says is already unfolding, what's coming is really important information. James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com, is our guest. After he leaves us, I'm going to launch into a lot of other news we haven't covered. We're going to be taking your calls for him here in just a moment. We're going to be getting into President Obama orders behavioral experiments on the American public in a new executive order. They say that's how they're going to better serve you, is targeting you with conditioning, with brainwashing. Just like the former attorney general told the RTF Association, Radio, Television, Film, he said, it's time to brainwash the public. We don't just do the messages sometime. We hammer them. Turn in your guns. You can't say boy and girl. Everything's racist. I mean, these people are so evil. And they know they're bad. They don't think they're doing this for some greater good. They want total control. Obama lands in Air Force One and tells Africans they can't have air conditioning or cars. I mean, these people are just so bad. And they can't help it. But so many folks are donating. Hundreds and hundreds of people have donated. We've raised $68,000 so far. But as it, with any money bomb, I count the profit of shopping cart purchases into the money bombs. We're going to be adding that. It's well over $100,000 right now as soon as those calculations go through. And this is what helps fund our operation. Believe me, 50-plus employees and contractors and the insurance and the electricity and the servers and the equipment and the all of it cost us a massive amount of money. To put 5 hours of radio and TV on television satellite every day to reach every UHF, VHF cable system in the country and to have $10,000 a month, that's what it costs for that many hours. It's about $100 an hour. It's federal law. I have to have closed captioning. A person's doing it. We have to have a high-def feed to these people. We've got one of the biggest companies doing it. They type it all out so somebody can hit their closed captioning. That's $10,000 a month. It comes out to about $400,000 a year just to pay for the satellite and the closed captioning. Then there's all the rest of it. So when I say I want to raise $1 million, that's just so we can do this new thing this year, not even expand. I intend to find the hot products, the best things, the best ways to promote things, to be self-sufficient, selling quality products at low prices. So I don't have to do this. So I haven't had a money bomb in 3 years. But it's fun to do a 24, 26, 27. This is our longest ever 28-hour broadcast. It's fun to do it. The listeners and viewers like it. But it's also about, you know, just saying, hey, we're some of the best outlets there are. We have a responsibility to not just stay the same, but to expand in the face of this craziness. And that's what we're doing. And as soon as this phase is successful, and I've got enough affiliates, enough advertising revenue to expand, I'm going to get satellites into Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Then I'm going to get another satellite hitting the South Pacific and Australia and other areas. All counted to get the big mainline satellites and hit the whole populated areas of the world 5 hours a day at the best prices. We've gone to the big conferences, flown to Chicago, New York, gone to talk to folks in Europe. We've got some of the cheapest rates out there. But to do all of that, we're talking about $2.5 million a year just for the satellites and all the rest of the stuff. And we're obviously far from that right now. We're just going to hit Canada and the United States and northern Mexico. And we've already got the affiliates lined up. So go to Infowars.com/affiliates. If you want to find out our simple free-to-air contract, there's 13 minutes of advertising an hour, and we only get three of them. I mean, nobody else does that. The contract's so easy to sign, and boom, you can rebroadcast it. You can just pull one of the episodes, the nightly news, the radio slash TV, put it on the weekend, test it out, whatever. We did this because I was internet television before anybody else did it. And people kept saying at affiliates, UHF, VHF affiliates, that had AM and FM stations, they'd say, hey, up the production value, we'll put it on TV. And so we did do that, and we've got a bunch of stations, mainly that air us on the weekend and stuff. And it's very popular. Very, 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 very popular. So that's why we're doing this. Okay, James Wesley Rawls is our guest. I want to go to phone calls for him with Eagle Eye, says he's ex-Army military intel, listening on WNFZ in Tennessee. I want to go to Dan on 9/11 issues, listening on InfoWar streams. We got a lot of folks, Sam in Kansas, Mitch in Georgia, James in Michigan. We'll be going to your calls here in a minute. James Wesley Rawls, other points you'd like to make to people about what you're most concerned about, what you see happening, negative things, positive things. We've now entered this time where people that were even halfway awake now know this is for real. I've always known it's for real. I've always hoped we could slow it down or stop it. It's beyond a sick feeling now. I'm not even afraid anymore. I'm just so disgusted with the people that want to be part of this and the collaborators. I mean, they're so openly signing on to evil. It gives me hope our military's trying to say no, but they just still move forward. I mean, what's it like for you, a veteran, a patriot, a guy who's been fighting this for 20 years, 25 years? What's it like for you?
Well, it is very discouraging, but at the same time, it is encouraging to watch people wake up, to see that people have finally lifted the veil and are looking at the big picture. They're seeing what's really going on. on a macro level. And they're no longer just concerning themselves with local politics, just with individual issues, but the larger issues, the big issues like who is really pushing for freedom in the world and who's trying to enslave us. They're looking at that as a bottom line issue. And just to back up for a little bit, I want to encourage your listeners and viewers to go ahead and make some purchases of things like storage food and nutritional products that will really help your family pull through, because I'm sure you've all heard that there's going to be an orchestrated collapse. Your family needs to be ready for that. And I consider it a great big win-win if you order some of those products through InfoWars. It's a win-win because not only will you be getting your family better prepared, but you're also going to be building a war chest for Alex Jones to get the message out there. Now, to get back to your question, I think that we are living in very perilous times, but it is both discouraging and encouraging because even though we can see the drums of war being beaten, we can see the storm clouds of economic catastrophe on the horizon, we can also take heart in the fact that our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, our fellow church congregants are waking up to the big picture. They're getting involved, and they're not going to back down. We also have a two-edged sword with modern technology in that, yes, modern technology is slowly enslaving us because we now have our own cars and our own computers kind of spying on us. But at the same time, we have technologies like smartphones that are in almost everyone's pockets. And that smartphone is an instrument of liberty. A couple of years ago, one of my sons and I started a free press credentials organization. And our goal there was to get press credentials in the hands of everyone, because in the modern context, everyone that owns a smartphone can be an on-the-ground journalist reporting on what's going on. And I encourage people to get those credentials and get involved. And when you see people's rights getting trampled, pull out your smartphone, turn it on, in camera mode, and document what's going on. You can be part of the solution.
That's right. I mean, this is just a tool like a gun. The enemy is using it to control us. We have to use it to expose what they're doing and support good police when they're good, go after and expose bad police when they're bad. But I really see, despite the fact they're trying to hire thugs with these psychological actuaries, I've seen the police really wake up, give us so much good information. And the police I run into all over the country are some of the most informed, freaked out people I'm seeing, because they get in the coming civil war the globalists want to start, that they are going to be put on the chopping block, and that the system wants to use the crises that are coming to basically degrade them, cull them, soften them up, just like they're doing the military.
Right. So, again, people need to wake up, get involved. The free press credentials organization that I mentioned before, folks can find at cfapa.org. That's cfapa.org. And we're about the only organization out there that will issue free press credentials to anyone. All they have to do is print them out and slap a photograph on there and laminate a badge, and they are ready to get out there.
Well, you've been doing a lot to try to save this republic. I ran into a fellow that knew you during the Reagan administration. I'm not going to get into how I knew him, but he was a pretty high-level fellow, and he said that you were under him in some operations you were part of. But he was just telling me separately how awake the intelligence services are. He now works for a major computer company developing stuff for the Pentagon and others. But he just said that, you know, he used to hear my show 15 years ago, and he couldn't even believe it. But that now he was basically more radical than I was. And I think we've hit that point now where people really get that the bottom's dropped out. And I kind of asked this question earlier, but I want to ask this question and then talk about the collapse they're engineering and then go to calls. But isn't it a spiritual issue at the end of the day when I really study these people? Because, I mean, I've always been a Christian, but I wasn't some Bible thumper guy. I wasn't somebody obsessed with it all the time. I wasn't somebody praying at every meal. I had God in my heart. I love justice. That was it. But the more I study these people, the more I fight them, the more I get around them, I realize they really are animated by a love of evil and a love of hurting justice, a love of dominating good people. And I just can't see how anyone's going to let this level. The other issue is our enemy is so chicken-necked. They're so weak. Their eyes have no fire. Why is it that such weak scum is dominating us? That just adds insult to injury. I mean, are we really going to let filth like this run our lives?
Yeah, it is troubling to see that. But in essence, what's really going on here is spiritual warfare. There are powers of darkness that want to enslave the whole world, and they will make a pact with the devil if they think that's what will get that power for them. And what you asked about our chicken-necked opponents, I think one of the reasons that they've been as successful as they have is because they've had the media elites in league with them. The media elite that pushes the mainstream news organizations, that packages and engineers everything that comes out of Hollywood and Bollywood and Nollywood. They're all in cahoots. That all goes back to academia, which was co-opted years and years ago by the leftists and globalists. And basically everyone that comes out of journalism school these days is going to be a left of center internationalist globalist. I went to journalism school back in the 1980s, and I was already a minority then. Perhaps 10% of the folks attending journalism school would be classified as Christian conservatives at that time. And I think, unfortunately, it's even less now. So the media is not on our side, and that's what's allowed the folks who want to enslave us to frame the whole conversation.
And create a false reality. And then again, I look at them, they're not even real liberals. It's a cult. They all talk the same. They're ordering us how to speak. We've got to pay for everybody else's stuff.
They are, whether consciously or unconsciously, playing into the hands of the globalist elitists that want to enslave us. And they think it's somehow in our best interest for them to shove all this down our throats. And they do it across the board. If you look at almost everything that comes out of Hollywood and everything that all the advertising that comes out of Madison Avenue, all of the major network and also cable network news, it's all very neatly, slickly packaged, and it all fits their agenda and all uses the same gosh-awful rhetoric that wants to remove individual liberty.
It's really amazing because I look at the Republican establishment that's obviously a handmaiden to this whole thing, but they're just moving so quick. They're so obvious. They're so out in the open about it all. They're so brazen, but I really see it as their arrogant, bravado-driven response to the fact that they know people are waking up, but at the same time, waking up but then not taking action.
Mm-hmm.
A, how do you think the average person should take action? I think you hinted at it, becoming a citizen journalist, just doing something to warn others. But B, getting into the collapse, you were on with us, I don't know, 8-9 months ago, the last time you've been writing your new novel, so you couldn't come on, but you'd never said, I believe collapse is right around the corner. I believe it's imminent. Last time you were on, if memory serves, you said, no, I think we're a year away. I think this is it. You can see the preparations. Well, now, you're in most areas of the world, the collapse is already here. So
right. What's
your view on global collapse?
Well, I think it's definitely being orchestrated. If nothing else, the mountains of debt that's been built up, public and private, and the derivatives to go along with it are sowing the seeds of disaster. And at any given time, the elites can pull the plug, implode the system, wipe out entire currencies, and with it, wipe out and unseat entire governments in the process. That's the end game for them. So we're on the cusp of a collapse. The question here in the United States is, do the elites want to wait until after the next presidential election? Do they want to see a Democrat seated before it happens? Or do they want, or is their goal to wait? Or do they want to see it collapse first and then have, try to make a Democratic candidate look to be another FDR style savior for our economy? I'm not sure how it's going to play out, but either way,
sure.
Individual families need to get prepared. Folks need to not just wake up, but they also need to stock up and team up and train up to be ready for this, because it's only going to be the families that are well prepared where you're going to have someone who can have their head up to look at the big picture. Everyone else is going to be concerned with where they're going to get their next meal for their family. Folks who are operating at that level are not going to be part of the solution. They're going to just be individual survivors out there.
Sure. Look at how
surviving. I want people to thrive so that they can be part of the solution. They can be part of rebuilding a truly Republican form of constitutional government in this nation.
I totally agree. I mean, look at how Europe would bring in millions this year of radical Islamicists and encourage them and let them get there and then arrest people that criticize it. This is really happening. Now the next wave will be 5-10 million. I mean, this is World War III by the central banks to bring down Europe and the U.S. They're pulling the same stuff here. They're going to cause a nationwide rioting and killing of police. The feds will come in as the saviors, federalize everything. You can really see that they've decided to try to do this. They're trial ballooning it now. Their trial balloon is incredibly destructive, James. And I think this
We don't really have an economy left. We have a shell of an economy left in this nation, and it's just moving along because of inertia and because of the ZERP, the zero interest rate policy that we've had for so many years that's creating a false prosperity.
You think the Fed will get rid of that or keep that?
I'm sorry, say again?
Do you think the Fed will keep zero interest rates or will start raising them?
I think they will for the foreseeable future because they've really backed themselves into a corner. If they even raise interest rates a quarter of a percent, it's going to be perceived sure. as a turning point, and that could collapse the entire economy.
I want to go to break, come back. Absolutely. I want to go to break, come back to take calls with you for about 10 minutes, and then we're going to let you go. We're going to get Dr. Group in here and a couple other news, but I appreciate all your time, Eagle Eye and others. I'm going to go to you, in fact, right now. But after the break, I've got something really important to say, folks. I'll just say it now. I'm going to Eagle Eye after the break because I want to get your brief take on this. I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy around or the toughest guy around, but I do have a good sixth sense my whole life. I got a gut that's never wrong, a nose that's never wrong, they say. And that's what I go with as I get older and things, you know, just get better the more I follow my spirit. That's what it really is. I've never had my sixth sense so on fire. It's beyond being afraid. It's beyond the hair on the back of my neck standing up. It's so over the top, James, that I just feel for people that don't know what's coming. Because obviously it may not be here this year or next year, but in other parts of the world, it's already here. I mean, my gut tells me, get ready for full out defend your life. And my gut tells me it's not just you, it's going to be everybody. I mean, my gut tells me all hell is going to break loose. And what we're going to see is going to make World War II look like heaven.
You may very well be right, Alex. And after the break, I'd be happy to take those calls.
We got 40 seconds. What does your gut tell you? Because you're off the facts. What does your gut tell you we're facing?
Well, I think that we're definitely on the cusp of economic collapse. And with that, they'll probably try to bring martial law to select cities in the United States. they'll use the collapse and all the riots and looting that goes along with it as a pretext for instituting martial law in those cities. Folks who are living in lightly populated areas.
Stay there. Got to go to break. We're going to come right back and finish up and write the eagle eye. Dan, James, Mitch, and Sam. March.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. They can only get away with this.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GTN Radio Network.
They don't get away with this because of the mainstream media. The people that's got captured are certainly captured. I want to thank you all for your donations. They will help fund the satellite, closed captioning, more reporters, getting our reporters out in the field. And then it is my intention this be our last fundraiser ever. I haven't done one in 3 years. The one 3 years ago, I never told people I intended to be our last, but I didn't intend it to be our last. And then the mainstream media was bullying and saying it was wrong that I sold products. It was wrong that we existed. It was wrong that we were reaching millions of people a day. I said, you know, I'll just do a fundraiser then, and I'll sell a bunch of even more products, and we'll get even bigger since you want to try to tell us to shut up and go away. So you really do have a huge effect when you donate, whether it's $5 or $5,000. But I'll tell you this. It's got to feel good to donate to a cause fighting for human freedom than to have the government take money from you and then give it to organizations like Media Matters and others that come after your basic freedom. So that's what it comes down to. That's why we have the 2015 Operation Money Bomb, which is an attempt to just augment our war chest. I mean, they spend, Bloomberg sometimes spends 10, 15, 20 million in one city trying to pass anti-gun ordinances. So the little people have to start giving. But I'll say something here briefly, and then go to your phone calls with James Wesley Rawls. If you are nouveau riche, if you're self-made, if you're worth $1 million, $10 million, $20 million, $100 million, you are insane if you don't start your own radio station or TV station and carry shows like this, or if you don't put up billboards for shows that expose what's happening, or if you don't run for office, or if you don't write a book, or if you don't donate to our money bomb. There is no place that you could give money to have a bigger bang for your dollar, because 100% of the money that comes in today from all of our sales of products, from all of the donations you make, goes to the syndication of the nightly news and this free, now four-hour radio/TV show. And look, I'm not perfect, but people on mainline television, we've done tests, they are serving through the channels, and they see this, they hear this, they watch. You heard the lady of the Miss America or Miss USA, I forget which one it was, we played it yesterday, Miss America, say, "I'm pro-gun, you know, guns aren't the problem," and the crowd just, "Yay, oh yeah, wonderful." The public already doesn't like being force-fed what's happening. We've just got to give them the full analysis of what's happening and let them know in their town and city they're not alone. We have to get through the intimidation of you better not talk about the New World Order and just do it. So we've got free shipping for the next 25 hours or so until this transmission ends on all products at InfoWarsStore.com. 20% off Survival Shield X2, 20% off Supermetal Vitality, 20% off Brain Force, 15% off Deep Cleanse, 15% off Secret 12, 15% off Oxy Powder, and more. So, boom, biggest sales with free shipping, super deals, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The lowest price on My Patriot Supply food ever, under the page InfoWarsSelect.com, a subpage of InfoWarsStore.com, and a bunch of other specials I'm not going to belabor here. You know me, I skip half the breaks and lose the network money sometimes because I'm so busy covering news. I hate plugging and asking for money, but this is how we bring you great things. Like tonight, we're going to have the Mystery Science Theater coverage of the presidential debate and analyze the propaganda. That is coming up 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight that I'll be on after. Mystery Science GOP debate, David Knight, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, I'll be popping in as well. And then Alex Jones and Larry Nichols, 10 to 11. Then the video premiere at 11 p.m. Central of Larry Nichols' Clinton Chronicles 2. And you know, I didn't micromanage all this. They did such a great job in the promotion. They had a Clinton Chronicles 2. It's the new Clinton Chronicles 2015, because Jeremiah Films made Clinton Chronicles 1 and 2. So we'll also put all this stuff on YouTube. So the name of it, you need to update that, is the Clinton Chronicles or the new Clinton Chronicles 2015. Just saw that right there, and it's not I'm doing that on air to do something on air. I just have to do it. I'm moving too quick to even be able to correct this during a break. Okay, let's continue here, and there's other documentaries going to be airing throughout the night. Video premiere, Demonic Possession of Vatican Exposed. We don't mean like an exorcism. We mean by groups that are communist, pedophile crews, you name it. We interviewed the guy in Rome, in front of the Vatican, who talked about it all and broke it down before it happened and predicted it. And then he'll be on live during the middle of the night with who's hosting then, with our news director, Rob Duke. So see the full lineup at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com, InfoWars.com/show. It's all linked right up there. Okay, back to James Wesley Rawls of SurvivalBlog.com. Can't wait to have him back up in December when his new novel comes out. But now let's run through your calls. Eagle Eye in Tennessee, thank you for holding. Thanks for being part of the broadcast. Go ahead. You're listening on WNFC 94.3 FM in Tennessee.
Nashville, thank you, gentlemen. I just wanted to first, I wanted to pray for peace, love, and protection for you and for all the warriors of liberty And knowledge is power, is key. Knowing is half the battle. Seeing what's coming up front gives us the opportunity to be able to affect change. Prayer does affect change, and I pray that God would show us what He would have us to do, and that we would hear Him and obey Him and be able to do those things, because that's going to be critical. Now, the analysis of the situation, as I see it, the number one problem that we are going to have to come up with a solution to is the coming and pending communications total blackout that will completely eliminate our ability to communicate with one another, especially for those who are of like mind and those spirits that are truly the patriots of this country trying to fight for the liberty and freedom. And I wanted to get both of your thoughts on the best way to handle that.
Well, let me just say this and have James have the floor on this subject. And Dr. Group's coming in the next segment. I'll do about 20, 30 minutes with him in overdrive. Then Anthony Gucciardi's going to come in as well, because I've pushed Group back and that's wrong, and he's got key intel for us. But what you said is the entire truth. And I don't know why I don't say it more. I do this so much. I'm so exhausted. And I'm not complaining. It's just that I don't do very well a lot of the time because I just do too much of this. But asking God to lead, God, and direct us is key. If we just pray to God to show us what to do to fight this great evil and to try to lessen its attack, because we know it's coming. I've gone way past the point of trying to stop it. We do need to ask God to tell us what to do. Isn't that true? I mean, I know you're going to agree, James, but can you talk about that and what's key for us to pray for? And then B, sure. Get into his communications takeover with the Obama kill switch we know is in place.
Right. Yes, it's important that we be in close covenant with God. We can't expect God's covenant blessings unless we're in the covenant with Him. And we need to pray specifically that God would put us in the right place at the right time with the right people. I think that should be our key prayer for the months and years to come, because we're going to be coming into a very dark period for our nation. I refer to it as the age of deception and betrayal. That's the age we're entering, the age of deception and betrayal. And to focus on communications, that's one of the things that we have been writing about year after year in Survival Blog, is the importance of every family having multiple modes of communication. I do recommend that people, even if they don't want the shackles of an FCC license, at least go to a ham radio swap meet. Talk with some of the old-timers there and get yourself set up for both 2-meter and HF communications equipment. And for point-to-point communications at an individual retreat or ranch, I recommend the MURS band radios. That's MURS, which stands for Multiple User Radio System. It's a unlicensed band. That is, it sits fairly close to the CB band, but it's very underutilized. It will not be crowded in the event of a crisis, at least in suburban and rural areas. And again, there's no license required, and it will be your means of communication. It also sits right next to the National Weather Service frequencies, so you can have your handheld MERS walkie-talkie that's programmed with both your local MERS push-to-talk frequency and the National Weather Service alert frequency, which sits right next to that band, as well as having perimeter security via a system called a Dakota Alert. I've written a lot about that in my blog. The Dakota Alert system also uses the MERS band frequencies, so that one handheld radio can be your solution for push to talk with your neighbors and folks right there to retreat for coordinating retreat security, as well as having access to weather alerts and being alerted when someone's entering your property through a Dakota Alert infrared driveway alarm system.
All right. God bless you, Eagle Eye. Anything else?
Thank you for your service to both of you, and God bless you. God bless America. Aerosol.
I tell you, folks, it's just, thank you, sir. It's just so crazy to know that they really do plan. I mean, that's one big thing that's scary, James. You said years ago, other guests said years ago, the elites were buying secret airstrips, underground bases, running to the hills. Now they admit they're doing it, And just what a nasty elite to screw the world up so bad, they've got to go hide out, but they don't care because after all this, they'll come back and be our rulers. I mean, what a group of sick freaks.
Absolutely, Alex. When you come right down to it, that's what's really going on. We have a power elite that has all the money in the world. They just want more power. And again, as I mentioned before, they don't care what system it's under as long as they're the ones at the controls.
And that's why they'll fund all these different groups and let there be a big battle, because they've got their operatives at the key levels. So when whatever is in power, they'll still be in control. I mean, what a group of loons. And what's crazy is they're already in control pretty much. They just want total global control. And so they're willing to endanger even themselves for the power grab. These people are psychopathic.
Yes, it is psychopathic, or at least sociopathic when you come right down to it.
Oh, man, I tell you. Let's go to Mitch in Georgia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with James Wesley Rawls. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, James. I just want to first take my hat off to you, Alex, and tell you how much of an amazing man and amazing courageous patriot you are. Same as you, James. And I just want to get right to it. Alex, you are one of the first and one of the most noble and courageous people that have exposed an issue I want to ask your thoughts about. In Endgame, the documentary, you exposed the organ harvesting of the Falun Gong, the spiritual movement in China, where now up to 4 million have been killed, and now it has been coined the largest genocide in history out of China, where now basically the entire Chinese economy has been used to eradicate the Falun Gong spiritual movement for their organs. And it's basically appropriate because Planned Parenthood has been doing the same thing. But what is going on with the Falun Gong in China has made Planned Parenthood look like little babies. And I just want to take my hat off to you, Alex, and ask James.
Well, please don't take your hat off to me. I mean, we expose that. Because that could happen to us. We have empathy. But absolutely, a great term you use. The globalists use economies and gear them to destroy who they want. That's what a command and control non-free market economy. A free market economy is what you want happens, the will of the people. But a globalist economy is what they want. That's a very powerful statement. James, your comment on what Mitch was just talking about.
Well, yes. Organ harvesting en masse is definitely going on, both in China and here in the United States. And if I were a black American, I would be deeply, deeply outraged to know that the entire Planned Parenthood apparatus was specifically directed at the so-called urban areas of the United States. They actually wanted to reduce the black population of America. That's why they put so many of the Planned Parenthood centers in urban areas. They were specifically going after black Americans. And here they've been caught red-handed, literally red-handed, harvesting baby organs and selling them on the open market. It is a sick, sick system. And I'm glad that people are exposing this, but that is just one aspect of the larger battle.
Well, imagine what we don't know about. I mean, it's always worse than we even thought, and I happen to know a lot of stuff that's going on that I've mentioned on air, but people just can't believe it. I've read in scientific papers 20 years ago, they've created thousands of different human-animal chimeras. They just don't roll them out in Costa Rica, in Thailand, all over. I mean, the abominations already committed by the elite are so horrible, I can't believe God hasn't already blown the whole planet up.
Well, one thing's for sure. We only deserve God's wrath, and we need to beg God to stay in covenant with us. And at this stage of the game, we are at the end of the church age. We cannot expect God to protect the United States as a nation. The best we can hope for is that he will protect individuals, families, and church families and communities at this stage.
Well, that's something I have a quandary with.
We should be imploring God that he... We should be employing him to protect us individually.
Thank you so much, Mitch. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Yeah, that's something. It's a paradox because I want to be protected. I want my family protected. But then if God just burned the whole planet up and started over, I would get it. I wouldn't blame God because, man, we have really taken free will and decided to just be absolutely evil.
Well, yes, that's what the media has been drumming into everyone's heads, that we are to be like gods and to turn our back on God, his sovereignty, his plan, and his covenant with us. So at this stage of the game, if you look at things like the abortion mills, for example, we only deserve God's wrath. And we can, at this stage, only beg God that he would stay in covenant with us and protect us. We need to pray the 91st Psalm.
Well, I tell you this. The enemy knows about these rules. That's why it's gotten us to go along with the corruption or deny it's there and let it happen so that we would lose our protection. And I just can't believe that it's this bad. It's just so insane that there's this many people that would consciously go along with evil. Dan in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Rawls. Pleasure to talk to you. I have one simple question for you.
Sure.
Sort of a hypothetical. If you were the president and CEO of Restore Liberty, Inc., given the amount of evidence that exists, and especially some new evidence that has come out through a researcher by the name of Rebecca Roth, why wouldn't you make the exposure of 9/11 the cornerstone of the strategy?
Are you asking me, or are you asking our guest?
I'm asking the guest.
Okay. Well, I've got to say that I don't think that 9/11 was entirely carried out with robotic aircraft, but there is substantial evidence that there were thermite charges pre-placed in those buildings. And I mentioned that just recently in my blog. I try to stay away from some of the more conspiratorial aspects because I don't want to run myself in little circles getting involved in minutiae and lose sight of the bigger picture.
Yeah, James, you're such a wise man because I've been exposed to 9/11 since the day it happened, since before it happened. We have the Saudis running it. We have the NORAD stand down. We have the PNAC documents. Our government, bare minimum, aided it. It's criminals. They're aiding al-Qaeda today. Our military knows. But then people call in and will bring up somebody. I don't know who they are. And they'll say, hey, why aren't you covering this aspect? There's a giant compendium of people researching it. And a lot of them fight with each other and stuff. And it just becomes a big tar baby. Listen, criminals have taken over our government. They're harvesting babies' organs. They're putting fluoride in the water. They want world government. They're doing evil stuff. They're aiding radical Islam. We've already won that war. Most people now, our own military's coming out saying our government runs al-Qaeda and ISIS. So get the word out on that. I mean, you just don't win the argument getting into thermite charges, even though that's true, and they got the samples. You can see it happening. They obviously had somebody working with them inside. You can argue all day who did it. The problem is we can't prove it. See, it's like we're cops. We know we caught the guy with 10 dead bodies in his basement, but he won't talk. And so, or basically he was hit by a car. Let's say he's brain damaged. So we know he did it. But if we go to the, you know, prosecutors and stuff and try to get exactly how he did it, we'll never win the case. We just have to show that this is the main suspect. That's our job. The public is here to decide what to do about this. But hands down, 9/11 was carried out by the New World Order. People want to say it's our government, so then it's projected on firefighters and cops and military who were compartmentalized. No. The globalists that have taken over our government, they worked with foreign Islamicists, as they always do, look at today, to carry this out, and we need to demand the 28 pages be released. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I'm going to continue with these callers on NATO and on Islamic takeover and other stuff, but our guest has got to leave real quick, so let's go to Sam real fast, and then James, the last callers for James Wesley Rawls. Go ahead.
Hey, I'll say, guys, thanks. For taking my call. I just want to reiterate something. I guess it's more of a comment than anything else, but, you know, you always respected Muslims, Alex. You know, I got to give you credit for that, but just so kind of the general audience realizes that we don't want to emphasize that, you know, this is a war against Islam, especially we don't want it to be a Christian versus Islam thing, and I hate that because a lot of times I see people kind of making it into that. Because, you know, that people in the area, they've suffered a lot in the Middle East. We know
that. The globalists want to kill and enslave everybody. They have gone in and put the radicals in charge. They have killed a lot of good Muslims. There are good Muslims, in my experience. And I think it's terrible it's happening. But now the West is being targeted. So just like I was against the Iraq war and attacking Syria, I'm now against this globalist destabilization, now using the radical Islamists they're bringing in. Thank you for the call. I want to get a final comment on that from James Wesley Rawls.
Sure. The Islamic threat is genuine. It has, in part, been manufactured. But the thing that we need to keep in mind is that the war on Christendom will continue. There's going to be huge numbers of Christian refugees in the coming decades. And I believe that there is actually a need for a new homeland nation for persecuted Christian and Messianic Jewish refugees who are going to be pushed out of countries in huge numbers in the years to come. And that's why I decided to write my Counter-Caliphate Chronicles series. That first novel called Land of Promise describes the establishment of a Christian homeland nation. And I also made it fictionally a Christian libertarian nation to illustrate a lot of other points. But I do think that that is needed. And we need to pray that God would provide a safe haven for persecuted Christians all over the world. It's going to be needed, desperately needed in the years to come.
Powerful points. Survivalblog.com. Can't wait to have you on when the new novel comes out. James Wesley Rawls, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, Alex.
You bet. He's going to be hosting for 2 hours coming up. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour. A lot of them do now, and he'll be into the fifth hour today. And then I'm welcoming, I'll get him a hotel if he's here tonight to pop in on some of the other shows. He comes up from South Texas. He's Dr. Edward Group. We're going to break here in just a few minutes, but you talked about it here 6 months ago. Our other guests talked about it. The impending, not even a feeling of doom, but concern. Get out there. Get involved. They're getting ready to drop the hammer. You can now see the beginning of worldwide destabilization. It's now ready for them to bring in their whole world government. We're now ready to launch in their face. Because of the metaphysical rule for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, or equal opposite reaction. We're at that point of world government. Now's the time for people to spread the word that there are people awake, there are people involved, there are people that know what's happening. I want to salute our listeners and supporters. We're trying to raise $1 million today. Sounds like a big number, not a big number for media. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff in the next 2 hours. What are some of the things you're going to be covering, Dr. Group?
Well, we're going to be covering worldwide events that are currently happening right now. We're going to be taking calls, answering health questions. That always seems to be a really good segment that people love and enjoy. Covering different things people can do to possibly prepare their family, prepare themselves health-wise, not only health-wise, but what to do in an emergency situation. We're just going to be covering a whole lot of different topics, some of the things that are going on right now around the world, like the typhoons, the dust storms in the Middle East, the soccer ball-sized hail. I mean, we're seeing a lot of geoengineering things happening. And what we're going to do is we're going to cover a lot of solutions and a lot of positive news, too.
Absolutely. The point you make, though, is they've gone from testing all these artificial systems, social engineering, open borders, bioweapons, forced inoculations, immigrant flows, proxy wars, to now you can see they're going operational at every point. Do you agree that it looks like they've actually decided to launch the beginning of what becomes World War III? I mean, why do you think in closing of this hour people have such a feeling in their gut? Everybody, even people that aren't Christians, atheists, whatever, everybody's upset.
Right. One of the things I just found out, my kid's school has been initiating emergency preparedness stuff lately. And I've got emergency alerts on my phone and through email. And I started looking around and finding out that all across the United States, schools are being forced to issue these emergency alerts and containment policies and all these weird things by September 18th. I think it's spreading. It's everywhere. People are talking about it. They're feeling it. And there's just an uneasiness that I think I've never been in my life in a situation that I felt so much uneasiness. But almost at the same time, there's a calmness to it. You know,
exactly. It's like almost as it gets closer, it goes from being upset to being calm. You're ready for the fight. There's no more games. Now you're in the ring. Now the fists are flying. We'll be back with the fourth hour, Infowars.com/show, to find the free feeds. Send it out to friends and family now. We'll be back.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansers, amazing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.